Around 40% of all the coal produced in the United States comes from federal lands. Those mines employ thousands of Americans, and last year alone, coal mining operations paid the U.S. government $1.3 billion in leasing fees. The Bureau of Land Management, the federal body responsible for managing coal mining federal land leases, anticipates the process to review its current leasing system could take up to 3 years. During that time, government researchers will work on improving transparency in the coal leasing program. The assessment will factor in returns to taxpayers, along with measuring the social, health, and environmental costs of extracting coal from federal lands. Diana Orff, government affairs consultant to the Colorado Mining Association, says this moratorium on new leases ignores improvements in coal mining techniques.
The current system is actually working quite well. So we don't understand why there is a need for a top-to-bottom review at this point. It seems unnecessary and just creates uncertainty in our industry.
Orff points to a 2014 report by the U.S. Energy Information Administration showing that coal accounts for 40% of all the energy produced in the United States, and most of that coal energy comes from western states, like Colorado. A large majority of coal produced in western states is extracted from federal lands. Orff says the industry in general will suffer from what she calls another attack in the war on coal.
It seems we're being hit from all sides. It appears that they are removing the opportunity to mine the coal for anything in the future. So it's a grim outlook. We believe this is a very impactful move on the part of the federal government.
New pollution regulations, faltering international coal markets, and the booming natural gas industry have dropped coal production and related jobs to their lowest level since the 1980s. Just days after the moratorium announcement, President Obama told an audience in Baton Rouge that when looking at the decline in the coal industry, it's best to focus on what will benefit Americans long term, particularly those who work in the energy sector.
Those communities that are reliant on coal, we should help them get a jump on making money in wind power and solar power. Those are hard-working, good people. Let's not have them stuck in old jobs that are going to be slowly declining. Let's get them in the new jobs that are going to be going up.
Many environmentalists, like Jeremy Nichols, director of Wild Earth Guardians Climate and Energy Program, agree.
And if you're in the coal business right now, admittedly, it's rough, but we move beyond destructive industries. We have a long history in this nation of realizing that certain products or certain industries are not in our interest to sustain, and you know that's where the coal industry is at.
It's been 3 decades since the U.S. government has formally reviewed the coal industry's use of federal lands for extraction. Nichols predicts that the assessment will lead to a major policy shift.
Our expectation, frankly, is that this process will lead to the institution of reforms that will ultimately keep coal in the ground, basically end the federal coal program.
Nichols gained notoriety in 2013 when his organization sued the federal government over the expansion of a coal mine in one of the West's top coal-producing counties, and won. Nichols says that victory and this new coal mine application pause suggest broader implications.
I mean, this is significant. This is for the first time the U.S. Department of the Interior acknowledging it has a serious climate problem on its hands and that something needs to be done to fix it. And the fact that they issued a moratorium on new coal leasing, it's not unprecedented, but it is unprecedented because climate has been the biggest driver for this action. So it's huge. It's a watershed moment.
The Department of the Interior says this moratorium on new coal mine leases on federal lands will halt around 30 applications, including coal mine expansion projects. But the DOI also predicts the coal industry will maintain the ability to operate at current levels of production for the next 2 decades. Organizations and individuals on both sides of the issue seem to agree that the Obama administration is working to solidify a presidential legacy on climate policy, adding this halt on new coal mines on federal land to other recent environmental actions, like the Clean Power Plan and strengthened water and air regulations. Hanalei Myers, FSRN, Denver.